Bethel family, we are excited to announce a new program initiative called Strengthening Families. We are looking for families who have children between the ages of 10 and 14. For 7 weeks, we're going to come together on Mondays from 6 to 8:30 p.m., and we're going to talk about different topics. Pastor Wayne is going to be working with the youth, and what are some of the topics you're going to be talking about, Pastor Wayne?
We're going to be talking about managing goals, yes. How to deal with stress, and you know, that dreaded peer pressure thing.
Oh my God.
We're gonna talk about peer pressure and how to deal with those things that kids go through throughout their course of their day.
That is exciting. And the adults, we're gonna be talking about problem solving. We're gonna be talking about setting goals with our youth, goals as a family, setting a mission statement. We're gonna be talking about interactive activities that we can do. We're putting down the phones, we're turning off the television, and we are genuinely communicating. Guess what? And if you got siblings that are younger, they can come too, because there will be child care. Get out of here.
Yeah, and guess what?
We're going to have a family dinner, home style. We're going to sit down and have dinner. You want to be involved? Sign up. 215-885-2585. Strengthening families, going back to basics, going back to communication and talking to one another. We can work it out with God. See you there.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Paul says, cast down that imagination. Listen, the devil comes and messes with your mind. But don't you know the devil is supernatural? He's not natural. He's supernatural, but he's smart. He's stupid in the sense that he got thrown out of heaven, but he's smart in how he deals with us. So he comes at us, not with the supernatural, because he knows that your weapons are supernatural, the Bible is supernatural, your God is supernatural, so he comes at you with the natural. He says you're going to lose your car, you're going to lose your house, you're going to lose your health, you're going to die. He gives you all the negatives, and you start imagining your funeral, imagining living in a box, imagining them torn away your car, imagine your body suffering from an incurable disease. You start imagining it. Now, this is where he has us, because if we imagine it, it's going to become real. Because God gave you imagination to connect you with the Spirit. That's why Jesus said, you'll have what you say. What are words? Imagination coming out of your mouth? Paul said, cast down that imagination. Tell your neighbor, cast it down. Cast it down. Watch this now. Okay, so you've been suffering. You've been imagining. They told you that due to economic circumstances, we're going to reduce your department by 50%. And there's only 20 of you in there. So they say, we're going to lay off 10 of you. Your imagination kicks in. Now watch. This is how you're going to start talking. Somebody say, are you still going to the cruise? Child, I can't go to no cruise because they getting ready to lay off 10 people. And they ain't telling you anything yet. But now you're starting to alter your life. I ain't going on that cruise. I can't go. You tell your child, you can't get them sneakers that I promised you. You know, you're going to have to go get some Bobos because I can't get you no 300. Not one slip has been given to you. And already you're starting to change your life based on an imagination. Nothing has happened, but you starting to imagine, I'm going to lose my job. I can't go. I know, but Pastor, I can't go to Disney World. Look, tell them, can I get my money back? I can't. Why do you want your money back? Because they getting ready to lay off 10 people, and I'm not sure it's me. So you have anxiety. Each night you have anxiety. You talk about it all the time. You tell people at church, they getting ready to lay off 10 people. I need y'all to pray for me. You get up, and when we call for testimony, you get up and you testify. I want to thank God for being on my side. I want to thank God for being there as a present help in time of trouble. But saints, I need y'all to pray. I need y'all to pray because they're getting ready to lay off 10 people. And I need y'all to pray. Those of you who know the words of prayer, pray my strength in the Lord. I need y'all to pray. Why? Why are you confessing this? Because you've imagined yourself being laid off. Watch. Now your blood pressure starts to rise. Your body begins to change. Physiologically, your veins and your arteries begin to narrow. Why? Because stress does that. Why does it do it? Because your heart can't keep up. Your heart has to slow down. So God fixes it so that your arteries will begin to close, so your heart don't don't have to work so much, because God don't want you to have a massive myocardial infarction simply because you're worried about what has not happened. So he gets into your body and starts shutting stuff down. Then you lose your appetite. You lose your desire for your significant other. You find that you don't want to be bothered with the children. Depression is setting in. You're getting up and going to work every morning, but you're depressed. You don't drink your coffee. You don't drink your tea. You don't eat lunch anymore. You don't eat dinner anymore. You are imagining all these things, and not one thing has happened. And then on the day of the layoff, they come to you and say, "We're keeping you." Everything about you changes. Now you run out and get a Big Mac. Then you go get double order of fries. You call the office and say, "Put my name back on that list. I'm going on that cruise." Why? Because now you shifted your imagination from a negative to a positive. But those of us that are in Christ Jesus, we don't go under the negative. When the devil tells us what he's going to do, we say, "But my God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory." God knows that we are not physically capable of handling the emotional roller coaster. Up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Come on, shake that imagination off of you. You have to imagine yourself being a winner all the time. Victory starts in the mind. Victory does not begin in church. It starts in the mind. Cast down that imagination. Stop seeing yourself as a loser. However, we are fighting against the deficit of being black. The entire world paints a negative picture of us. We believe it. CP time. What is CP time a synonym of? Being late. You're supposed to be to work at 8 o'clock. You come in at 9:30. Well, I'm on CP time. So you buy that. You believe it. So you act accordingly. Well, you try to give a colored person a chance to work at your house, and look what they do. Well, you keep feeding them that, they're going to keep being slimy. We speak badly of our own people. You look at the schools in the inner city, and look at the schools in Upper Dublin and Upper Moreland, and they look like college campuses. We expect our schools to be graveyards. We expect it. We imagine it. When they put a new something in our neighborhoods, we look at it and say, "Ain't gonna be that long. It's gonna have spray paint on it." It's, you start imagining it with all the spray paint and everybody's stealing. And when they build it in our neighborhood, they put bars around it. Ain't no bars around it out in Huntington Valley. You walk into the Giant in Huntington Valley, if you were a thief, you could just rob them blind. They don't have no armed guards in the store out there. You go into our stores, there's one up in a little thing with a shotgun and another one walking around, and they got cameras like Las Vegas casinos, because that's what they imagine. We gonna steal them. People, listen, I was in the Willow Grove Mall, and I'm walking in the mall, and a little Japhethite lady comes in, and I hold the door open for her because I'm trained to do that. And she comes in, she says thank you, and she walks on, and we just happen to walk in the same direction. The woman grabs her purse. Now, I could not let that go. I walked up next to her, reached in my pocket, pulled out my money, and I said, "Ma'am, I don't need your purse. My God is good to me. Like, I'm going to steal your purse." But she thinks, she imagines that because of the deficit that we live under. Well, bless God, it's time to change that. And it starts with us as children of God. As children of God, we need to start moving into the higher echelons of social and spiritual development so the world can see that God has some Hamites that are blessed, that are prosperous, that are victorious, that are on top, that are not borrowers, but lenders, that do not live in the bottom of society, but we are movers and shakers because our God is a mover and shaker. I don't know if you get Pastor Aaron's Facebook stuff. I love it. I get this notice. Aaron Sells Homes has just posted something new. I roll down on my iPad and I pull it up, and sure enough, it's always something victorious and encouraging. I listed this house and sold it and so on and so on. I'm like, "You go, boy." He's showing that God isn't only blessing a certain group, but all those who put their trust in him. Positive messages about what God is doing. You don't think that touches somebody else and makes them seek him out? They say, I don't want somebody that's a loser. I want somebody that's a winner. I want somebody that's moving forward. Why? Because I believe that he's selling them from a supernatural perspective. He's expecting God to sell his houses. And when you pull on God, when you walk in the supernatural and you pull on God, God's going to respond. You owe me $100 for that advertisement. Watch this. He said, cast down those imaginations. Stop thinking of yourself as some spiritual cripple. Just accepting whatever the devil throws at you. Well, you know, diabetes runs in my family. Then get out of the way and let it keep running. You ain't got to catch it. You don't have to catch it. Talking about it's generational. I'm in a new generation. If any is in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things become new. And if it does catch you, put Isaiah 53 on it. By his stripes, I'm healed. I don't have to accept what the devil puts on me. Imagining yourself dying because other people in your family were incapable of moving past that generational bondage. But now you're born again. You're a new creature. You have God's DNA inside of you. There are no losers in the family of God. If one door closes, God's going to open another door. Stop imagining the worst. Who said you were going to lose your house? Who said you were going to lose your car? You did. And the Bible said, let every man be a liar, but let God be true. But how do you know what God can do unless you let him do it? How do you know God won't touch the landlord or the bank's heart and they send you a paper saying we're giving you a 3-month waiver because I don't know why, but we just got this special program that says you don't have to pay your rent or your mortgage for the next 3 months. How do you know God won't do that if you don't give him a chance? But if you're so full of anxiety and you imagine yourself going under, God said, no, you're not going under. He didn't say, let's go to the middle of the lake and die. He said, let's go to the other side.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
8117A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14. Which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and broadcast television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.